Welcome back, everyone. We're diving into something new today, the Brummeister.
Oh, this one's great.
Yeah, I've heard a lot about it.
Definitely one you want to pay attention to.
For those not familiar, it's a novel, but it's not your typical historical fiction.
No, not at all.
We've got airships, like actual airships ruling the skies,
And they're not just for show, they're vital. Yeah.
central to everything. And then there's Thracia.
Ah, Thracia, a nation so advanced they make everyone else look
Primitive.
practically.
Victorian England is the backdrop, but Thracia makes them look like they're stuck in the Stone Age.
It's this really cool juxtaposition.
And get this, everyone in the book speaks English.
Right. It makes you think, what's the author doing there?
Layering in some mystery for sure.
Makes you wonder about the connections between Thracia and England, or
Ooh,
even.
or how language plays into power
Or
dynamics.
exactly.
Lots to unpack there, but first, let's meet our main guy, Albert.
London boy, trying to escape, well, life, really.
Makes a risky move, stows away on an airship.
As one does.
Naturally, things go wrong.
Spectacularly wrong.
Crash landing in the Thracian mountains. Talk about out of the frying pan.
Into the fire. Albert's injured, lost, doesn't know the language.
Prime target for, well, not what he finds.
Well, enter Reba.
Thracian border guard, tough as nails.
You'd think, turn in the stowaway, right?
Standard procedure, but Reba, she's got other ideas.
Nurses him back to health.
Shows us right away she's not just a rule follower, there's depth there.
Compassion, skill, resourcefulness.
But she's no fool, keeps her cards close to her chest.
Gracious secrets are safe with her.
While Albert's recovering, she starts teaching him about her world, bit by bit.
All very need to know.
We get hints about this automaton, big, mysterious, powerful machine.
Nobody knows its purpose. Adds to the intrigue.
Then there's the guild system, super rigid, everyone has their role.
Brummeisters, the engineers, keeping those airships running.
Trademeisters, the negotiators, keeping Thracia's economy humming.
Highly specialized society, but you gotta wonder, how easy is it to move between those roles?
And that's where Reba's ambition comes in. Wants to be a trademeister. Big dreams.
Not an easy path, especially for a woman in Thracia.
Makes you think, huh? Even with all this tech, some things stay the same.
Yeah, societal structures, those are harder to dismantle.
So we've got Albert the outsider, Reba the ambitious insider, and then
Ah, yes. Then we've got the thieves.
not your run-of-the-mill pickpockets either. Organized, ruthless.
Led by Archibald Foot, wants power, and the automaton is his ticket.
Uses people, manipulates, classic villain.
And then there's Rashidi.
The mystery man, never quite sure whose side he's on.
Adds a whole layer of who can you trust to the story.
Even Colonel Horace, a military man, gets caught up in Foot schemes.
Greed's a powerful motivator.
Horace regrets it later, but the damage is done.
Actions have consequences, even in a world of airships and automata.
So we've got Albert trying to survive, Reba with her ambitions, these thieves causing chaos.
And a whole lot of questions hanging in the air. What happens next?
That's for next time. Stick with us as we unpack the rest of the Brummeister and see where these threads lead.
So the automaton's been stolen. Big problem, right?
Huge. Throws everything into chaos, thrashes in an uproar.
They need someone to get it back. Someone who can blend in, be discreet.
Not your average soldier, someone clever.
And guess who they tap for the job?
Our girl, Reba.
But she can't just waltz into London. Needs a cover.
Becomes Elizabeth James, daughter of a trademeister, all very official.
But she's never been outside Thracia. Talk about a culture shock.
London's a whole different beast.
Bustling, crowded, full of secrets.
She has to learn fast who to trust, how to get information.
All while keeping up appearances.
Which, let's be honest, Reba excels at.
She does. But it makes you think, how much can you change who you are, even for a mission?
It's a question the book really explores.
Like, is Reba still Reba under that fancy London facade?
And is it just about the mission, or is she also seeing London, the good and the bad?
Because let's not forget, London's got its own problems. The rich, the poor, the gap between them, all laid bare.
Makes you wonder, is Thracia really so different just with fancier tech?
Maybe, maybe not.
And as if things weren't complicated enough, guess who pops back into the picture?
Our boy Albert, making a life for himself on the Thames.
Now, this reunion, it's not all sunshine and roses.
There's history, baggage.
Plus, they're both keeping secrets.
Reba, her mission, Albert, well, he doesn't even know the half of it yet.
But the spark's still there.
Definitely a will they, won't they vibe.
But London's a dangerous place, especially when you're tangled up with a stolen automaton.
Albert gets pulled in, whether he likes it or not.
Poor guy. All he wanted was a peaceful life.
But fate, as they say, has other plans.
And this automanet, we learn more about it as we go.
Powerful, intelligent, almost sentient.
Yeah, like it's more than just a machine.
And Rashidi, he seems to have this connection to it, almost understands it.
Makes you wonder, what's his game? Is he using foot or the other way around?
Layers upon layers with this guy.
Meanwhile, Colonel Horace is having second thoughts.
That guilt's eating at him.
He sees what Foot's willing to do, the lengths he'll go to.
It's a slippery slope, starting with a little greed, ending up. Well, we'll see.
So we've got Reba on her mission, Albert caught in the crossfire, Horace wrestling with his conscience.
And the automaton ticking like a time bomb at the heart of it all.
All these threads, they're going to converge. And where's the flashpoint going to be?
The grand exhibition, the biggest event of the year.
Not just a showcase of inventions. It's a symbol of everything at stake.
The future of Thracia, of England, maybe even the world.
This grand exhibition. It's UDE, right? Like every invention you can imagine.
Oh, absolutely. It's like a world's fair on steroids, all these gleaming gadgets, displays of progress.
But underneath it all, there's this tension, right? You know something's going to go down.
Oh, yeah. It's palpable. Everyone's a bit on edge, like waiting for the other shoe to drop.
And the automaton, it's almost like the embodiment of that tension, right?
Yeah.
This powerful thing could be used for good or...
Or for something much darker.
Exactly.
You see Foot, he's just thinking about control, domination.
Meanwhile, Reba's trying to stop him, but she's still undercover. Gotta play the part.
Walking a tightrope? Really? One wrong move, her cover's blown, the mission's compromised.
It's amazing how she can switch between Elizabeth James, the socialite, and Reba, the engineer, ready to take charge.
It's a testament to her adaptability. I mean, she's learned so much about London, about herself.
Makes you wonder, what will she take back with her to Thracia? After all this, she can't just go back to how things were, can she?
I don't think so. She's seen too much, experienced too much. There's no going back.
And Albert, poor guy, caught in the middle of it all, wants a normal life, but that ship sailed.
He cares about Reba, that's clear. But he's also realizing maybe a quiet life isn't what he truly wants.
It's like he's discovering a different side of himself, a braver side. A side that's willing to fight for what matters.
And sometimes that's how it happens, right? Life throws these challenges at you and you rise to the occasion.
And boy, does he rise to the occasion. The confrontation at the exhibition is like something out of a movie.
All the threads come together. Reba, Albert, Foot, the automaton, everyone's playing their part.
It's tense. There are close calls. You're not sure who's going to come out on top.
Reba, she's not just relying on her engineering skills now. She's using everything she's learned.
Outsmarting people. Using the environment to her advantage, it's incredible.
And Albert, he's not just standing on the sidelines. He jumps in to help, protects Reba.
Yeah, he's not letting fear hold him back anymore. He's acting on instinct, on loyalty.
Shows you what love can do, makes you do crazy things, brave things.
It's not a clean victory, though. There are sacrifices, losses.
The automaton, it gets destroyed in the fight. This powerful thing, gone.
Makes you think, was it worth it? What was the cost of stopping Foot?
That's the question, isn't it? Progress, ambition, it all comes at a price.
And the ending, it's not tied up in a neat bow, is it? Reba goes back to Thracia. Albert stays in London.
But they've both changed. They've both grown. That connection, it's still there.
It's like the book saying, sometimes goodbye isn't the end. It's just a new beginning.
You're left wondering, what will they do with what they've learned? How will their lives unfold?
It's a powerful story, the Braumeister. It makes you think about the choices we make, the impact we have on the world.
And the way technology, it can shape us, challenge us, but it can't erase our humanity.
Absolutely. So that's our deep dive into the Braumeister. We hope you enjoyed it.
It's a book with layers, with depth, and we encourage you to explore it for yourselves.
And let us know what you think. What resonated with you? What questions did it spark?
We're always up for a good discussion. And who knows, maybe this will inspire you to check out other steampunk novels.
There's a whole world out there full of airships, automata, and thought-provoking stories waiting to be discovered.
So until next time, keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep those imaginations firing.
Happy reading, everyone.